Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
NutriMedical Report. It is November, and we're only a couple weeks away from another big sale. It starts on, of course, Thanksgiving. All the big holidays, you save 7% on top of previous multi-packs and sale prices. And Michelle, you have some announcements. Again, we're only less than 3 weeks away, aren't we?
Funny you're bringing up Thanksgiving. Yeah, I guess it's the 22nd.
Right, so that's 20 days from now, because today is actually the second already. So it's actually only 20 days away, less than 3 weeks.
Well, in the meantime, though, I have something to keep everybody happy. If you go to NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, Bill,
yeah,
you'll see on the front page on sale that our Nutridyne, that's regular $49.95, I'm going to keep on for a whole week at $45.
Wow.
Now, there's free shipping over $99, and if you really can't afford the shipping and you want to get such a good deal with our Nutridyne, just send a check or a money order for just $45, and we'll ship it to you for free.
Now, I got a big announcement to make about Nutridyne.
Can I just say, finish that?
Yeah, finish it first.
I want to repeat the fact that it's always free, no matter how much you order or how little, when you order by mail. And for mail, just go to NutriMedical.com, and under Contact Us, you'll see our address. And we'd love to send it out to you free of shipping. So I know we all like to get free shipping. Okay.
I developed something new, which actually is really simple, but it's awesome. And we have the two components for it. It is to take your water glass and to ozonate it. We have little ozonators, and I call it no water. No to the health issues. If you put a Nutridyne in it, most diseases have a mitochondrial component. As soon as you start taking Nutridyne, whether it's hypothyroidism or any disease state, low redox state, it corrects it. That's why we have people even regenerating the thyroid. It's only Nutridyne, nothing else. We've had people for years that say, hey, doc, I took it for 6 months and my thyroid gland came back. So I recommend you get a glass, say, 8 or 16 ounce, get one of our little ozonator machines, which we're going to post up today, drop a little blob in there for 5 or 10 minutes, and then put in, say, 5 to 10 drops of Nutridyne, and it's going to not only clear out the pathogens, it's going to resurrect your mitochondria, because health is dependent on mitochondrial function. If you look at diabetes, hypertension, or any illness, there's always a mitochondrial component to their illness.
If you had mentioned that you're going to talk about the ozone machine, I would have put it up before I came on the air.
Right, but it'll be up after, I'm sure, because when we leave in an hour, you just need to take a photo and you'll get it up.
I'll do it.
It's a cute little machine we have.
Well, this is great because the Nutridyne is on sale, so that's a good thing.
So that'll be a good thing. So
and, of course, if you get 3 bottles, you save even more than the $45 a bottle, and even more with 6,
right,
and so on. So,
yeah, that's good. Okay, any other announcements, Michelle?
Yeah, it's been a little busy week. Not too crazy, just a little busy.
Uh-huh.
I know that recently Leroy Bill there from Idaho was a major concern with his basal carcinoma, right? And it flared up, and I guess he's... You did talk to him, did you?
Cause yes.
I asked you to talk to him.
I talked to him 3 times yesterday. I gave him a protocol to deal with his basal cell, because, by the way, he can get infected and can blow up his face, which it did.
Now, he's been a regular customer for years and years. Yeah, I don't know what stuff he has on
He had a few things, but he wasn't on the full dosages or taking everything I recommended.
But he was telling me that it moved to his cheek and his what did he say, his cheek and his ears and chin.
Oh, yeah.
And dripping.
Dripping pus.
Oh,
basically, you have to understand, basal cell cancer is an infection. All cancer, by the way, I use this analogy to make a metaphor. All cancer is a fungus. Everybody who's got cancer has got a fungus growing in an organ. They may have other stealth pathogens like Epstein-Barr virus, cytomegalovirus. In fact, there's a blood test. I talked to Dr. Jürgen Winkler about it, called EBV antigen. If you have EBV antigen and you don't have other reasons for it, it's a marker for cancer. So Epstein-Barr virus can trigger cancer.
When you say a fungus growing, is that the same as a fungus in your toenail?
Yes.
Oh, it's the same fungus?
With breast cancer or, well, it can be similar
ones. You mean toenail cancers that can be inside your body?
Yes.
It's the same thing?
Similar. Every cancer has got a fungus growing, and it produces aflatoxins that cause DNA damage. Every cancer.
How is the toenail fungus similar to cancer fungus?
Well, because basically you're rotting from the inside. And the cancer, the fungus is starting to take over, and mycelia fungals will generate aflatoxins that can actually shut down your immune cells so you can't attack it. Because mycelia, back 3,000 years ago, if the Kohanim were called to actually cleanse a house that had mold in or fungus, they had to declare it sick because they were actually the public health workers, and they'd have to burn the building to the ground and rebuild it.
Right.
The problem is the only way to kill off fungus is things like Neutrodyne or Allicin Med and Neutrosilver. You can't kill it off with conventional drugs. The caspofungin, which is a drug that they use from the doctors, is so toxic to your liver enzymes can go haywire in 24, 48 hours.
Wow.
So it's very dangerous. So people have to understand the same with viruses. Ribavirin, the drug they use to fight viruses, will drop your hemoglobin a gram a day.
So what did you recommend for Leroy with his situation?
Neutrodyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day. Neutrodyne and Neutrosilver alternating back and forth every 2 hours on the skin. You want to dilute the Neutrodyne because it's a tincture. Or Allicin Med, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Nutrimune 26Y, 2 capsules 3 times a day. Immunoglobulins.
Yeah.
All right. And, of course, the Allicin Med is 2 capsules 3 times a day. And that'll knock it out. Then you also want to recolonize his gut, because what happens is if you've got that kind of basal cell in your skin, it usually means you've got SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth and dysbiosis. Everybody who gets cancer has SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth. And it sets it up for leaky gut, not autoimmune disease, but also for fungus. And so whether it's brain cancer or pancreatic, whatever, it's always primarily a fungus and viruses that can activate gene changes like Epstein-Barr virus.
You know, I was thinking about you up there when we just got back from Arizona. If you're a regular listener, you know that we just got back last week from Arizona. And Bill had terrible, terrible altitude sickness, very sick. And
right.
You were vomiting, and so was Rebecca.
Well, I picked up a bug, too. I had a virus plus altitude.
She was vomiting, too, Bill.
Usually I tolerate altitudes because we used to live in Colorado, right? But we moved from down here, it's almost sea level, to, you know, close to 8,000 feet.
Rebecca was getting sick, too.
Yeah, she's a younger lady, yeah.
But, and vomiting. I mean,
right.
Do you usually vomit with altitude
you
sickness
can, yeah.
or not?
Yeah, you can. We think it's related to things like nitric oxide generation. But your body will adapt. It takes about up to 6 weeks to adapt. And your body makes a thing called 2,3-DPG, or thiophosphoglucose, and nitric oxide.
Why was it that just Kelsey and I were great? We went hiking.
Your body's not able to make enough nitric oxide. You didn't have the problems. You can end up with pulmonary hypertension, decreased heart contractility.
Some people just...
Their metabolism isn't adaptable. And it will take a while. Like, I was starting to get better even towards the end of the fifth or sixth day.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was there 6 weeks, I would have adapted.
Do you think it has anything to do with weight?
No. It has everything to do with thyroid. Because I'm treating my thyroid, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Kelsey is adapting by having stress hormones, so she's under treatment for thyroid, and we're doing that. But what people have to understand is it's tied directly to thyroid function.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, anyways, I'm glad you're better and everything, but I don't think you'll be in a rush to go back up there any day soon.
I research into some insurance to take nutraceuticals so I don't get altitude sickness again.
I heard you saying to Matthew, hey, maybe you guys, because Rebecca's from Boston, right? Boston, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And I thought you heard you say, oh, why don't you move out to Boston? Because you'd love that sea level, right?
Well, she's got a house right on the coast, right? Yeah.
A house on the coast.
Yeah, we're in Hull, just right beside Boston.
Yeah. Let's see. Steve from Louisiana called Bill, and his wife accidentally sprayed a herbicide all over on her face and got it all over herself, right?
Right.
I guess she must have had it inverted or something and inhaled it and swallowed it and everything. Anyways, this was 3 months ago and she's still sick.
Yeah.
What to do?
You want to take Samethyl, the Samethyl powder or the SAMe capsules twice a day.
Mm-hmm.
You want to take the Life Support, which is a phase 2 detox, at least a scoop twice a day. You want to take Xenoestrogen Detox, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day. Those are the primary ones to detoxify. Then you need to take Cell Defense Plus, 2 capsules 3 times a day.
I have a praise report for you from Susan Bell. Hi, Susan, from Wisconsin. She just says that Inflamex is the best thing ever. She was, the doctors were telling her about surgery, and she was taking, you know, painkillers and stuff, but, you know, the kind over the counters, ibuprofen, all that stuff. But the Inflamex, she says, has made her a new woman.
I take it every day. I'd be wobbly. I love my Inflamex. I love it.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Sweetie, tell me what's next.
This is making me laugh. Phil's here sitting with a big, big smile on his face. He had a great sleep last night, too.
Yeah. I love my Lumen pad, by the way. I call it my sleep buddy. I wrap it up in a towel, slide it inside my pillowcase, and I'll turn that thing on, and man, I'll tell you, no matter how manic and ideas I'm thinking about, by the 8th, 5th, or 10th minute, man, I'm asleep. Activate your brain chemistry.
Well, I found it interesting that you said you didn't take anything either. You just had your Lumen.
That's it.
Last night, which is really...
Yeah, that's a blessing.
And prayer. We prayed before you went to sleep.
But, I love the Lumen pad, man. It's amazing.
I have one more from the phones during the week, Bill, and
right.
That's from Rana. And she's brand new. She's not a customer or anything. She's from Florida. And for 3 years, she's been suffering with cataracts, and her doctor told her they're stage 4. When she told me that, I said, gee, I think you should just go get the surgery, but not that I'm a doctor or anything. But I did say that. Was I right or wrong?
Well, firstly, advanced cataracts, you may need the surgery, but I'd like to see the slit lamp examinations, and I'll tell you. Secondly, you can reverse them if they're not too far advanced with KNC eye drops, 2 drops 4 times a day each eye. And you can use our Vision Max capsules and other things like Lumen Lights to reverse it, along with retinal peptides.
What does stage 4 mean? Stage 4?
Advanced calcification of the stroma of the eye, of the lens, both in the central part of the lens and the periphery.
So that would be probably surgery.
Now, the problem is, though, even if she does surgery and she puts an artificial lens in there, if you don't take things like our Vision Max and anti-inflammatories for your eye, you're going to get retinitis. So a lot of people think it's just inflammation in the front of their eye and their cataract.
Yeah.
And they go and get the cataract surgery, and then the vision seems good for a while, then all of a sudden it starts to fade. So you want to make sure that even if you do cataract surgery, you take our Vision Max and other eye protectants, things like VeinAway and Gamma E Plus and Cell Defense Plus and Cell Detox Glutathione. If you don't, your eye inflammation may increase, and all of a sudden your vision starts to go again. And now then it's permanent because you've got retinitis, and then we use retinal peptides and other things for your eyes.
Okay, let's get into the emails. And how about we start with Illinois Bev? Bev from Illinois, she calls herself Illinois Bev.
That's funny.
And you know, Bev is our nurse Bev.
Right.
Not Bev, right? She says, hey, Michelle, I've been busy with family things, went to Iowa, then Minnesota. Crazy times. I wanted to have you ask Doc about AFM, acute flaccid myelitis. Is that right? Myelitis?
Yeah.
Which seems to be attacking children mostly. Does it affect adults too? And is this similar to, what's that?
Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Right. And she says it also has been called a polio-like virus, I believe. What is it, and what can we do to protect ourselves and our children and grandchildren? Blessings to you. Okay.
Yeah, well, what happens is a number of viruses are known to cause antibodies that will attach to what's called the neuromuscular junction. And so they create this antibody that actually gives the neuromuscular blockade, and it's usually ascending. It starts off in the lower extremities and ascends. Now, certain viruses, even certain flu viruses, will do that. This one here is very likely one with a high percentage of AFM, which means when you get it, you get an ascending myelitis that actually ascends, and you get more and more paralyzed as it moves up. If it hits your diaphragm, you can end up becoming basically ventilator dependent.
Oh, my.
So these babies can end up on a ventilator. So what you have
answer
to do...
Answer her question, does it affect adults, too?
No. It's only this particular virus seems to be only affecting children. Mm-hmm. Now, what's happening is we're getting more and more plagues worldwide, and my prediction is that we're going to see... Plagues are going to happen, multiple plagues per year are coming, including next year we have only three gene changes for H7N9 in China, and it's going to be a pandemic that will be worse than 1918. We've got Candida auris that came in 2 years ago from Japan. If you get it in an ICU in America, you have a 30% chance of dying, even in the ICU on a ventilator and everything. So you have to understand that the number of plagues are increasing. For example,
so what should we take? Nutridefense?
You should take Nutridyne every day.
Yes,
and Neutrodyne every day, and at least an Allicin
Med. Number one Neutrodyne.
Allicin Med, yeah, and they should be taking some Nutrisilver and immunoglobulins to protect you against pathogens, because every disease state has an infective component. I don't care if it's hypertension, diabetes, whatever, there's always an infective component, there's a free radical component, there's an acidotic component, and there's a hypoxic component, okay? So if you actually look back, there's a pathogen present in virtually every disease. You're never sterile when you got a disease. If you've got arthritis in your joints, even if it's remotely and it's not infecting in the joint, it creates inflammatory changes that will affect the joints and the connective tissues around it. So you have to understand these are basic principles of all disease, not just some, okay?
What about Beth's question? Is it similar to this Guillain?
Yes, it is. It's similar to Guillain-Barré.
How do you say that?
It's a variant of Guillain-Barré paralysis.
Guillain-Barré.
Ascending paralysis.
So similar?
Yeah, I saw cases over the years that would actually get it, and they would have Guillain-Barré, and hopefully it would stop before it got, you know, above their legs, and then with time it would gradually get better.
And how do you stop it?
You don't. The regular doctors can't stop it. I can. With our Neutrodyne and our other things. Because it'll kill off the virus, and your cell defense, of course, will destroy the viral capsid of the virus so it can't keep on migrating and causing
more trouble. So Neutrodyne, cell defense, what else would you recommend?
Allicin Med, Nutrisilver, and Nutrimune, and 26Y.
Okay.
Right, and the anti-inflammatory is our cell defense plus curcumin, which is our anti-inflammatory, and you have to understand it. This is very deadly, and we're going to see more deadly plagues worldwide. This is end time stuff, right?
Here's Tom from Connecticut says, can you please address SIBO? What is SIBO?
Small intestinal bowel overgrowth.
He said they're suggesting a very expensive antibiotic to wipe everything out. This is Tom. I think you've already taken care of it.
Yeah, I talked to Tom.
To rebuild the gut flora massively.
First off, the doctors that do this are idiots. And that's the nicest thing I can say about them. You have to use antipathogenics to go through the biofilm. None of the antibiotics the doctors use, whether it's Zithromax or whatever the hell it is, none of them will go through the biofilm.
What is SIBO?
Small intestinal bowel overgrowth. So you got E. coli and parasites and gut viruses, bacteria and everything, fungi, growing in your gut. SIBO is the cause of autoimmune diseases, pancreatitis, gallbladder disease, gastric ulcers viruses, bacteria that actually can cause ulcers in your stomach, because they proved years ago ulcers are caused by a bacteria that grows in your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So that's what he has, SIBO.
Right. So you use, again, aren't the same things you use for that virus for that kid.
Yes.
And it'll knock it up, but then you have to recolonize. You want to use living probiotic, ultra one every 3 seconds or a day, living probiotic every day, and berberstatin.
Okay.
You have to recolonize. You can't just go and wipe it out with a drug. Even if the drug could work, you got to recolonize. You're going to be in trouble.
Constance from New Jersey. Dear Dr. Deagle, I've been having blood in my stool for the past 5 months. The first time it happened, there was a whole lot of blood, and then now it's only on and off in lesser amounts, and she has to force herself to go to the bathroom, right? And she said, oh, listen to this. I've been taking a tangy tangerine from Dr.
Why
Wallach.
Is she taking crap like that, okay?
And she's
aggravating. Listen, let me explain. First off, I don't believe in what's called a colonoscopy, because the doctors cannot properly sterilize these cold sterilizers. I do think that she should have a stool test, number one, for blood. If it's positive, do the colon test for cancer. And then do a CT scan of her abdomen and ultrasound to find out if she's got a polyp. And then do an open biopsy with a surgeon. It's usually in the descending colon so they can biopsy and see if it's cancerous. But she needs a proper little set of medical investigations. She needs to see a doctor.
Yeah, I'll give her
a protocol to clean up her bowel and clean up hemorrhoids. Pain away will stop hemorrhoids, but she could have a polyp that's bleeding too.
Bags under the Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Questions, and we're here to help you to get the best health you can get naturally.
Look at this sweet picture that Santiago sent from New Mexico. Will you read what's it? It's a picture of a parrot, it looks like, sitting on a beautiful green background here on a branch. What does it say on there?
Always pray to have eyes that see the best, a heart that forgives the worst, a mind that forgets the bad, and a soul that never loses faith.
Nice. Isn't that good? Thank you, Santi. I like that.
That's good.
That's really cool. Okay, back to the questions. Let's see. This would be Heather Bill in an email. I'm interested in purchasing your CardioVasc liquid. Is the liquid a tincture or just a liquid version of the capsules?
It's a liquid tincture version of the capsules, but it has the same power.
Okay, so how many drops she says equals the capsule dose? They're equivalent, aren't they?
15 capsule drops equals one capsule. So I take 3 capsules or 4 capsules in the morning, so I take equivalent of 45 to 60 drops equivalents in the morning.
And there's 100.
And again in the afternoon, or late afternoon.
There's 180 capsules in the bottle.
Right.
And it's $69.95, except for, of course, when we have our sales, it's 7% off.
Right.
But it's the equivalent that's in the liquid.
Exactly. 15 drops equals one cap. So the average female will need 2 caps 3 times a day, the average male 3, twice a day, at least twice a day.
She said that she tried bought the Strauss heart drops and wasted
it's garbage.
Her money. No, she said because it was so horribly tasting. And something about the salesperson didn't tell her that it tastes bad.
Right.
So she wants to know how ours taste. Ours is
good.
Very strong.
I have it. It's good, but it's nice. It's a strong beer, but it's not bad.
I know people like Ken over there. Hi, Ken, over in Georgia. He just takes it right straight down. He loves it.
I put it in my drink. I actually put it in my... I put it in my no water. Neutrodyne and ozone water.
Well, she's saying that she wants to get off her blood pressure meds.
Right.
So what else is she supernox, wants to know?
Supernox.
Yes.
BioLVR.
Mm-hmm.
And Omega Supreme Pro.
Then to her lastly, she says, how long would it last if I put it in the closet and I ordered a lot, you know, so she could save it?
If you keep it out of sunlight and heat, it'll last for years.
Years?
Yeah.
Many years.
Yeah, I would say at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, otherwise sunlight and heat.
Yeah. George, in an email.
Right.
I had back surgery in 2008, and that's an L4, L5, and S1.
Right.
What's S1? What's that?
First sacral.
Is it? Anyways, unfortunately, since then, he's been on methadone. And basically, he wants to know, is there any natural way to control pain or get off pain meds completely?
Average man, 5 to 6 capsules of Inflamex twice a day. We also have seroflozyme, anti-inflammatories.
Mm-hmm.
Then you want to take Arthritix 1 capsule to 2 capsules twice a day. And then for inflammation on the skin, you want to put our Prime My Body CBD oil and pregnenolone. And if you have no skin lesions, the curcumin cream 4 times a day at least. And you can use a lumen pad over the area too.
And how does that get you off the methadone?
Your pain's gone. You see, there's 7 pain gates. The primary pain gate is called the Langerhans gate in your skin, which I discovered and put in my patent in 1986 with the Dynatens. And the primary pain gate regulates pain and your autonomic nervous system to all the other higher centers. For example, it goes from Langerhans gate to the dorsal root ganglia to the ascending spinal thalamic tract to the subthalamic nucleus. That's the 4th gate. And then on to the other 3 gates. So if you actually block it at the skin, the pain turns off. So you want to take anti-inflammatories, Inflamex, and seroflozyme, and Arthritix. And then orally, and then topically, you want to put on pregnenolone cream, the Prime My Body CBD oil on the skin over the pain area, and curcumin cream every 2 to 4 hours.
So he says, can you help or have any input for me and those like me that are trying to get off of methadone? He said, thanks and keep up the good work.
Well,
love your talks, he says, on YouTube, and God bless.
Well, first thing, everybody that's addicted, whether it's to a drug like methadone or an artificial drug,
mm-hmm.
you get a reduction in dopamine. So you want to take our mood energizer, which is acetyltyrosine, along with BioLVR. Because what happens is, and Minerals Plus, which are the minerals related to...
The mood energizer.
Right, it's acetyltyrosine. Because you get a downregulation of dopamine receptors in the brain.
What's the old name for that? Mood energizer, what is that?
Norival. Norival. N-O-R-I-V-A-L.
Okay. Now I know what you're talking
about. And then you take BioLVR and Minerals Plus, and it helps you bioconvert your amino acids to neurotransmitters, because there's a neurotransmitter imbalance that occurs in people with chronic pain and addictions. If you're addicted, you've got a downregulation of dopamine, which is why you have to take more and more drugs to get back to, quote, normal.
Trevor from Arizona. I was taking Viagra. Oh, gosh, I don't need all this. Anyways, and it didn't work for him, right?
Right.
And he's 64. And then he started to take the Men's Max a couple of months ago, and it's not working for him.
Right.
Same results. So he wants to know if there was something else that he's supposed to do or to order, because
yes.
he's not having any success.
Yes, the first thing he needs to do is he needs to add Hormone Synergy 2 capsules twice a day. The Men's Max 2 to 4 capsules in the morning, not just 2. You might see in the bottle 2, you should take 4.
Yep.
Then he needs to take the 3 creams. DHEA, pregnenolone, and testo cream, up to 8 pumps each on the neck, under your arms, and groin. 8 pumps in the morning. And the testo cream makes your testicles start to work again. Now you can measure saliva levels of hormones. I can do it on a consult, so I can send a test kits to them. And the main problem is the hormones we can correct. If there's a vascular problem, we can tell that too, the penile artery. Usually there's some calcification of arteries elsewhere in the body, or a nevi arterial and venous study that will show in his legs. But most of the time it's just andropause. And that's easy to correct, but you can't just take one thing like Men's Max, especially at 64. He's very likely to get other things like somatopause, meaning growth hormone low, male hormone low, adrenal hormones low, thyroid hormone low. So it's more than one hormone that's out of whack.
Okay.
Right. And I can correct it all, naturally.
Okay. Harold, in an email, how do I start this off? This is a long one, Bill. Basically, he says he's going on a trip overseas, right? And last week he had tetanus, whooping cough, typhoid, hep A, and yellow fever, all those vaccines.
Yellow fever is an attenuated vaccine, so it actually can give you the yellow fever virus in your body and it'll stay there. So
okay.
This is really,
I'm
it's called extra stupid.
he said, if there's any supplements I can take to help my body process them.
What you want to do is take things to kill them off. So you want to take cell defense to kill off the viruses, because there's live attenuated viruses in the yellow fever vaccine.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Then you want to take our antipathogenics, Neutrodyne, Alisomed, NutriSilver, and immunoglobulins, because what you've done is infected your body with attenuated viruses, plus you made your immune system go crazy haywire.
What can you do if you're going on a
Power
trip
C
like
plus?
That? Don't they make you take those vaccinations?
Yeah, you can take high-dose Power C, 6 capsules 3 times a day, and Cell Defense Plus, 2 caps 3 times a day, reduce the inflammation of your, because it aggravates the hell out of your immune system.
Yeah.
See, what a vaccine is trying to create IgG and IgM antibodies. So it's like taking, like if you're a police or a military, it's putting a laser light on the target, so when you pull the trigger, it'll shoot the bullet where the little laser light is. That's all it is. It doesn't kill anything. So when people take a vaccine, it doesn't kill a damn thing.
But what are you going to do when they make you do it in order to go into a different foreign country?
Well, you either don't go to the foreign country or you take the vaccines.
Yeah, so you don't have to do that, though. Can't you get a? Is there some way like you get some kind of a note or something from your doctor? You can't take vaccines.
They usually won't accept it because these are knuckleheads, and there's no cure for knuckleheadness except death.
So
death
you have
will
to
actually
take it.
Death will kill knuckleheadness, and there's another number of knuckleheads are going to die.
Is there any solution here?
Yes, it's called seeing their god, which is Lucifer, when they get destroyed.
Oh my gosh, Bill! Is there any solution for him?
Yes, there is. Power C plus. Uh-huh. And Cell Defense Plus are the two primary ones to help protect you from vaccines.
Yes.
And that'll help to reduce the inflammation, your immune system going haywire.
How much would you have to take?
Six Power C's, 3 times a day. You can make a smoothie. And the Cell Defense, at least 2 capsules 3 times a day. Or you can open them and make a smoothie with that too. But basically, that's why we have so many vaccine-induced autism in kids, and actually vaccine-induced dementia in adults. A lot of vaccines are actually inducing brain inflammation.
So if you got vaccinations when you're young, you know, like we all had in our arms, should we just take a lot of Power C now to?
Yeah, but those are minor. Some of, like the measles, mumps, rubella, is an attenuated virus with an oncogene virus that can persist in your body 50 years.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Tom.
Shelly, you have lots to say here. You wanted to talk about vaccines.
I wanted to, because on the break I asked Bill, you know, what about the vaccinations that we got when we were little, right, in elementary school? And a lot of your listeners, I'm sure, are the same thing.
The pertussis vaccine can cause you to have respiratory arrest. Kelsey had the acellular pertussis, and she arrested and I had to resuscitate on her kitchen table, remember, 26 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
The MMR vaccine has a known, for the last 50 years, oncogenic virus that actually can activate 50 or 60 years later and give you cancer. So they're not without problems, but the problem, how many vaccines do you think they have in the pipeline to give us adults?
I don't know.
271.
Right.
Some of them even actually block different parts of the brain. For example, DARPA developed a vaccine against the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor that gets rid of what's called the God reflex, which means you like a higher purpose, whatever.
Tell me what you were saying on the break about, you know, the vaccinations that we had as kids and what you can take. You said something about cell defense.
Well,
if you're worried that you've had vaccinations when you're younger,
you got to stop the virus from reactivating. For example, if you've had shingles, herpes zoster, you can reactivate a shingle, but you can stop it if you just take cell defense and things like Power C+. you should take antipathogenics like Neutrodyne every day and Power C Plus.
Right.
And the fact is that every disease state has an infection as a component of it, whether it's infected arteries or nanobacteria from your gums, Epstein-Barr, encephalovirus, cancer. Every disease state has an infective component of it.
Here's from Germany, Bill, and Brigitte from Germany.
Oh, yeah.
She says that she just recently found you on YouTube over there.
Right.
So I guess YouTube goes everywhere, right?
Right.
Anyway, she says, I'm not a native speaker. I'm from Germany, and I have a hard time to understand Dr. Bill all the time, especially on nutritional advices, she says. I can't read the way she said this. I'm trying to translate
right.
it. Anyways, getting down to her question. She said, he said that you can ask any protocol by email. So she says, I'm interested in a protocol against radiation pollution. What nutritions, she says, do you recommend?
First off, you want to take Neutrodyne.
Here's what she said, too. She said she wants something that increases function of the mitochondria.
Neutrodyne, mitochondrial catalyst, gamma E+, cell detox, glutathione, and ultrathione B1.
So if you're on a budget, what would be the number one?
Neutrodyne, yeah. And you want to protect yourself from radiation. You want to chelate it, too. We have Chelator Max for most radioisotopes. You're not worried about the beta emitters. You're worried about the ones that are going to cause high-level radiation gamma. So you want to grab those, and that's Chelator Max and ultrazeolite. So I would recommend that first you can get Neutrodyne, then get Chelator Max number two, and then get yourself some things to protect you against the free radical things like the most dangerous one is what's called singlet oxygen, which is ultrathione B1. The next is cell detox glutathione, then the next is gamma E+.
Okay.
Because when the radiation is producing what's called oxidative stress, it creates free radicals.
Charlie from Florida. basically, Bill, his dad had a heart attack a couple of years ago, and his doctor put him on blood thinner, and he wants to know what he doesn't want him taking the blood thinner, so what would you recommend?
First off, American Mindy has a consult, and we do a blood viscometry test in Tutwilla, Washington, and you take natokinase. Otherwise, you can just start natokinase. In the average male, I recommend 4 to 5 capsules twice a day, but you should actually test your blood viscosity. You can also measure cardiac markers. I don't believe in any of the damn blood thinning agents, whether it's Eliquis or Xarelto or low molecular weight heparin or Coumadin. These are all freaking stupid and dangerous as hell. There's no nice word for it. It's bad. The number of people that die from bleeding to death or having complications from these drugs is crazy.
Yeah, natokinase, that's
very safe, and then you can actually measure your blood viscosity, take other things, reduce your cardiac markers. But you do not want to take blood thinning agents to cause you, they don't prevent you from having problems, they can actually make you have lots of complications.
Okay, next, Bill, is Shirley in an email. Hi, I want to order your vitamins. I'm not sure which one would work for me, so can you help? I have a really bad immune system, and I get everything that comes along. When others are getting better in weeks, I am sick for months. I've never smoked or never drank alcohol and never used drugs. I don't even take any meds. The big problem is I have huge, really bad reactions to everything that I try to take to help myself, especially vitamins. Can you please recommend a vitamin that has a low chance of reaction and it can still help my immune system?
First off, you need Vitamin Mineral Max, but then you should take Nutrimune 26Y.
Why does she have a big reaction? Isn't that because your immune system is so bad? So I should feel sick. You told me before about people that if they're really have a bad immune system.
The word bad is better
to get. If you take a vitamin, it'll make you nauseous. Is that right?
No.
No. Okay,
no.
Well then what?
So what you want to take is, if you want a vitamin, take Vitamin Mineral Max. It's the best overall one. Because it's activated. But if you're trying to actually calm your immune system.
You've never heard that when someone... I've had people that I've talked to that have said that they'll try to take some vitamins and they get nauseous.
That's because they got a gastropathy. They got esophagitis or gastritis. And so, but our Vitamin Mineral Max is not noxious. It won't irritate. If they have a guy,
it's not because their body is fighting it.
They probably need gastroheal to heal the gut wall of their esophagus. But if you want to actually knock out the help the immune system, because their immune system.
Wouldn't you say she needs gastroheal? She can't take anything. Of course, those vitamins that you take off the shelf from.
No, you don't want to compare it to ours.
No, that could make you sick, maybe.
Yeah, taking garbage from other people is bad.
Remember that one? Is that the tangy tangerine later?
Right, yeah, garbage stuff. So what she also needs is Nutrimune 26. Why? Because her immune system is weak. So it'll give you immunoglobulin protection from 26 major human pathogens. So Vitamin Max, Gastroheal, and Nutrimune 26Y. Pretty good, hey?
Okay.
You put your paper there.
Yeah, I did. Okay. Because I have a question here from Peter from Ohio. I hope and pray that everything is going well. And I love the radio program. That's what you always like to hear, right? And thank you both
for the great work you do.
I don't take too much work.
Well, no, you do. You gather all week, and you're.
I do financial.
And listen, you do a lot of the interaction directly with people and helping them all week long. I really appreciate you. You are wonderful.
That's very sweet.
You're a very, very wonderful lady.
Well, guess who really appreciates you?
Would
it be me?
And her little
family. You've been coming in handy these last 34 years. Now it's 34 years.
Handy guy.
Yeah, coming in handy. I mean, it's great. And with Kelsey and everything. And
yeah, with her latest thyroid, which we're fixing, right?
Anyways,
Down syndrome.
Getting to the point, two things, okay? How much time do I have here?
Three, 4 minutes.
First of all, psoriasis. And didn't you mention psoriasis?
Psoriasis is an infection in the prickle cell layer of the skin, the dermal epidermal junction. You get interleukin 27. So you want to take things like topical pregnenolone cream, Nutrisilver, and Neutrodyne alternating back and forth. Orally, you want to take anti-inflammatories like Cell Defense Plus and Cell Detox Glutathione and their anti-pathogenics, because it's usually a pathogen on the skin that triggers off the dermo-epidermal junction release of interleukins that causes the scales, the typical scales of psoriasis.
This is his mother, and she also has arthritis. That's not
psoriatic.
That doesn't happen with psoriasis.
Yes, it does. Psoriatic arthritis is very common.
Why is that?
Because you get the cytokines raising the joints, and the joints get inflamed. You get joint cytokines increase with psoriasis. That's why you want to have things like Inflamex and Cell Defense Plus and Seroflozyme and arthritics. The arthritics very good. It's epigenetically along with the Inflamex for psoriatic arthritis. Good stuff, eh?
Uh-huh.
So when you have psoriasis, you have a leaky gut, you've got small bowel overgrowth, you've got food sensitivity, you've got pathogens growing, your body's immune system goes haywire and attacks your joints and creates cytokines, and also the skin is being attacked, so you get a thing called Kerbner's phenomena with these little scales. Typical scaling of psoriasis, which is, if you scratch the skin, it's called Kerbner's phenomena, you'll get a psoriatic patch where you scratch it.
Now, arthritis, that's a really big problem. I must talk to people every week that have arthritis, different kinds of arthritis, the rheumatoid, or what's the other one, osteo?
Osteo, or other ones like lupus arthritis or some other disease, many autoimmune diseases, even food allergies will precipitate joint inflammation.
For osteoarthritis, if you had three products, what would they be?
I would take Inflamex, Seroflozyme, right, which is the serpeptase, Inflamex and their Seroflozyme, and arthritics.
Not joint performance?
Well, you only have me three. That would be the fourth.
Well, I would put joint performance before Seroflozyme. No?
Well, you have a choice. You could do Inflamex, joint performance. Exactly.
So joint performance is really better than most, right?
Yes.
Because it has hyaluronic acid, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
That's what I tell
Inflamex
people.
Inflamex and joint performance and arthritics. Those three then.
Perfect.
Inflamex, joint performance, arthritics.
There you go. Thank you.
You did wonderful again.
Thank you.
You're great at crystallizing it down so people say, oh my, I can do that.
Yeah, three things.
I can't do 10 things, but I can do three.
God bless you. We'll see you next week. Bill's here. Who's on next?
Keisha Rogers fighting against Al Green of District 9, Houston.
Wonderful.
If Al Green gets in, he's going to try to impeach Trump for the fourth time. He's a nutball from hell. And hopefully this wonderful black lady, Keisha Rogers, is going to get in and be our Congress lady from 9th District of Houston. God help.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRIMedical.com or 888-212-8871.